Welcome back, everybody, to another wonderful episode of RoomPak's Res Ed Chat Podcast. If you're new to the show, every other week we feature a variety of topics of interest to hired professionals who work in and with university housing. So this is a special episode. It's just me hanging out with a good friend and RoomPak counterpart, Paul Gordon Brown. We are talking today, why RoomPak? Kind of exploring sort of the secret sauce that I think makes RoomPak special. I've always kind of had an affinity and a lot of respect for the work that you do and how you do it. So we're just going to spend a little bit of time, a little bit shorter episode today to explore that a little bit. So, you know, there is, you know, especially nowadays, no shortage of ed tech companies that are sort of working in the education space and higher education. So, you know, there's moments where I think it's important to kind of really celebrate what I think makes certain ones more special, like their sort of approach and how they work with their partners. So you've been with RoomPak for a long time. What do you see from your perspective that makes RoomPak unique in so the ed tech and the residential education space?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Dustin. Happy to be on again. Obviously talking about something that I love, which is RoomPak. I've worked with RoomPak now for 8 years, which is almost the entire length of the existence of the company. So I'm employee number two, if you're counting on who's still working at the company in terms of tenure. And I mean, some of the things that just about the company itself that even drew me to it that make it unique is, you know, it was a company that was started with family funding. It wasn't venture capital backed. It wasn't, let's grow this big company and then the founders can cash out and sell it off to some other company. And so that was really appealing because what it does is it really frees you up to say, we're here to work with schools, do the best that we can. We're not here to make a quick buck. I mean, if you look at some of the other vendors in the higher ed space, but also even the housing space, there's been a lot of consolidation, people kind of cashing out, and that has ramifications on the software and the service that people provide. And I'm just not interested in that. And I don't think it's a good model as far as campuses go. So that's in part, I think, what makes RoomPak just unique as a company. I mean, family owned, B Corp. So we meet standards of social responsibility. We do 1% for student affairs, where we give back 1% of our annual revenue to student affairs related nonprofits. And we can just do things that are good, almost acting in some ways more like a nonprofit would in terms of being values and mission driven, even though we're a private company. But I think that's kind of what stands out about us as a company itself. But I mean, the other thing is we're a res ed, res life company, meaning we don't focus on the housing operations pieces. There's a lot of software out there that does that, does it really, really well. Some people have even asked us, will you ever do that? And our answer is no, because we believe that by focusing so squarely on res ed and res life, we can do that really, really well. And there's really not another company that does that. So if you look at other software companies that maybe have some overlap with us, right? If you put out that Venn diagram of feature sets and you look at overlap, anyone that has overlap with us also does the housing assignments and other bits. And so for them, that's the bread and butter. That's their main thing. That's what they, you know, make the most money on. But for us, it's the res ed piece. So we squarely focus on that and try to do it deep and well. So you could look at some modules that, let's say, StarRes has, or other features that, let's say, eRes Life has. And yeah, they can overlap with us, but those aren't their main focus. And so we try to do those pieces with all the bells and whistles, with all the types of analytics, with all the types of things, and do them really, really deeply, that if we work with a school that really cares about the res ed program and really wants to dig into kind of assessment data and how can we improve it and things like that, we're really the only company, at least as far as, you know, I see out there, that's doing it at that depth. You know, not just this is good enough, or this will get the work done, but this will allow us to really focus on improving things.
Yeah, that's kind of what I think about with RoomPak, is that, like, you all are like a small business, you know, like the idea of, like, it's not like a startup and all those things you know, we're kind of explaining around, like, you know, how companies like this often are funded, they're, you know, the growth kind of targets that they have and different things like that. So that's like, yeah, like a big differentiator. And then certainly your all's approach, because I think it's the idea of, like, I feel like it would probably be the idea of, like, housing operations and that sort of administrative side. It's like, at a certain point, it's like, I almost feel like it's like, there's only so well I feel like you could do that. It's like there's not maybe necessarily that much room for innovation because it's kind of just a like a pretty, you know, transactional piece. So it's like, yeah, where the magic happens and where I think, you know, higher education and residential education, you know, the important and complex part to focus on is that sort of like the interpersonal piece, you know, making sure that there's positive experiences happening for students and you can kind of track to make sure that things are happening as they should in that sort of developmental kind of process that happens in the residence halls and everything. So, yeah, I mean, I think those are big differentiators versus just like, well, I think we have a slightly better housing operations interface or something than some other company, or, you know, like it might be a, you know, certainly when you see a lot of like companies in any space get just like very big, like you said, the sort of consolidation, you know, it's just gets to be like a race to the bottom in terms of costs. And you're just kind of like, yeah, like so many parts of the equation just kind of start to get a little out of whack. So, you know, in terms of, you know, like you said, you've been on this journey for a long time. So I'm sure you've seen so many different sort of anecdotes around why RoomPact, you know, why would someone choose to utilize your tool and stick with it and all that? So like, how would you succinctly answer that question? Why RoomPact?
I think there's, I'll go back to some things that I frequently hear from the schools that use our software. One, it's intuitive and it's easy. And especially when we have student staff that are doing things, they can figure it out really fast. I get that feedback all the time. And in fact, I even get it when they're saying, oh, we used to use this and now we're using RoomPact and it's just easier as far as student staff. So that's like a big value proposition is, you know, our software is straightforward, easy to use, easy to find, it's intuitive. And then I think the second thing is, you know, I work with our campuses every day. And so I worked in residence life for many, many years. I have a doctorate in higher education. I clearly love this work that we do. And so I'm constantly just trying to unlock more value. And so that's also, I think, too, when we look at our software, it's really guided by trying to do cool, deep level things and figure out ways. Like, it doesn't always come from me. Sometimes clients come back and say, oh, we did this. And I'm like, wow, that's fantastic. I never even thought about that before. Or I'll collaborate with them and say, oh, I bet you could do this and we can plus one it. And we go back and forth on things. And so really what we try to do is just be an overall resource and really allow people to dig things, you know, more deeply. And that extends to our blog, that extends to this podcast that we do. You know, we try to provide res ed content, both software related, not software related, practice related to everyone that we work with. And I think that's just what kind of you're buying into an ecosystem, not just necessarily a piece of software that you use transactionally.
Yeah, I mean, I think those are pieces that, you know, the true definition, I feel like, of a partnership or sort of, you know, showing that level of commitment to the folks that utilize the tool, but certainly just the field at large, you know, through some of the other stuff you mentioned too, like is just always been something that I, you know, sort of admired by you all, sort of like, you know, that idea of like donating back and doing those sort of things. It's like, that helps everybody, even folks that don't use the tool. And then like, certainly, yeah, like you're very collaborative with the folks that utilize the tool and everything. And I think it is something where that feels like it's definitely much more common, thankfully, nowadays, I think, than probably it was in years past, of like, you know, companies really recognizing that responsibility, I guess, to, you know, be kind of transparent and accessible and collaborative and true partners and everything. But and I think you'd mention, you know, sort of really getting constructive feedback from customers. And I think that's always a really cool thing to see. Do you have anything that you can think of like how customers have helped shape the RoomPact experience?
Part of it, like even as you were saying, goes back to my previous answer about the type of company that we are. Like the fact that we're, you know, a family owned small business, there's only five of us full time working, six if you count Matt's wife, our founder's wife, who does the accounting. She kind of does the back end stuff. It just frees us up to do things that we don't have to justify a financial bottom line. We're like, if this is cool and we think it will help and we want to do it, we can just do it. And that's so freeing. And that's also too what helps us work with clients. Like I'm constantly scanning you know, what schools are doing cool stuff with their software? How can I highlight that? How can I amplify that? How can I help? Or how can they even learn from them? You know, one of the schools that we work with, Northern Illinois University, Kelly Winters, who's there, I'm just in awe of her because she kind of just took the software and said, oh, I did these things and I, you know, realized how to integrate it in my practice. And I was like, wow, that's just, she just does fantastic, cool stuff. I've learned a ton from her in doing it. And, you know, she really kind of helped too about kind of deeper level stuff. So sometimes there's things in our software, it's like, wouldn't it be great if we also had the option to do this? So I get that feedback all the time. We note it. We kind of figure out, you know, when can we start working on these things? But sometimes there's things that are more forward looking that aren't just a tweak to an existing feature, but, you know, like they're say, here's the goal we want to get towards. How can we design tools that help get towards that goal? You know, a consistent thing that we got from campuses was working with intentional conversation data. Yeah, oftentimes schools will say, we collect it, but then we don't know what to do with it, or it just sits there, or, you know, what's the point of it? And so we kind of slowly iterated our software over time so that with intentional conversations, you can figure out which students have we met with, but which students haven't we met with? Which students have we met with the most? Which ones have we met the least? If you're thinking as a supervisor, you know, what percentage of a floor has a student staff member met with or not? Kind of all those different aspects that you can't recreate with a simple form builder. Like you need the kind of knowledge that our software has of your residents, your staff, how they fit together, the relationships between them that can just pull up those insights in one click. And you can see it in different ways. So you can slice and dice the data. Like I want to look at intentional conversations as a whole. We've got reports that can do that. I want to look at an individual student and see different things about them. You can do that. So you can view the data from kind of different places. And it was really our clients and our schools that we worked with that helped guide that. What are the sticking points? I can guarantee you that I have a long list of things that I would like us to do, and I wish we could do faster. But we keep iterating and we keep moving towards it. And things like that. So, I mean, those are some of the great things. I've even experimented with University of Tennessee Martin, which is another great school to work with. They wanted to develop a curriculum. So I worked with them to, you know, help do some curriculum consulting, kind of integrate RoomPact. And I said, hey, this is going to be useful for other schools. Do you mind if we just experiment and try things and allow me to learn how I can be a better trainer? So I think that's the other thing is a lot of schools are very open to allowing some experimentation and trying things and stuff like that, which just also makes my practice better as someone who's there to help folks with it, but also gains kind of insight into the campus experience.
Yeah, it really is a beautiful thing when like, you know, you're doing something like that and like, you know, certainly it's not like, I guess, like completely altruistic of like, hey, we want to be able to do this thing. We want this functionality or this or the other. But then like, you know, and that's kind of just the, I guess it's also kind of just a magical thing about like education, but like, it's very, you know, like we're all on the same team. I think we recognize that if something like this can help other leaders in education, you know, other professionals, other institutions, like there's not a sense of like competitive to the point of like, no, well, you know, this needs to be exclusive to us or something. It's like, you know, they may get like first dibs or something. It's like, well, yeah, we're going to build this for you, but then it's going to become a part of the platform. And then other people down the line will, you know, get the benefit from it too. But just the nature of working in this space and working in that way that you mentioned, I think it's just like, it is something where, you know, just everybody benefits from the way that you navigate those sort of conversations. And yeah, like you become a better trainer when you're sort of, you know, able to kind of test things out and that folks kind of know it's like, yeah, if I can, you know, it helps us and it helps you and it helps everybody else too. And that's just like a, just good vibes, good energy, just you know, great thing about working in and education for sure. And I think too, what kind of resonates with me from this conversation too, is like you said, it's a, you know, kind of a beautiful thing from sort of a user experience point of view of like having something that's really easy to use and you get good results from, but it sounds like folks who have really committed and gotten in depth with the tool can also get really great result, you know? So it's like, you know, out of the box, awesome, this is amazing, really helpful. But then if it's like, so he's getting really deep and then you're like, oh my gosh, I never even maybe intended or thought of that as like a functionality, it really rewards sort of just like, you know, digging in and sort of really committing to the tool too. So always like to hear and see those sort of things. And I mean, yeah, these are all the things that I feel like I'm sure, you know, anybody in the community listening knows about RoomPack that I know I've sort of observed, and it's just great to hear sort of, you know, straight from the organization as well. But yeah, it's great, great to boost up. And I hope I see more examples of, you know, organizations like RoomPack kind of doing this sort of work. I think it just is, you know, kind of for the betterment of higher education as a whole.
Yeah, that's what we try to do. I mean, you know, I love working with schools, and I love just making their operation more efficient, allowing them to unlock data, allowing them to kind of create new processes that will allow them just to work faster and easier, you know, especially kind of this post-COVID period where people kind of pull back and be like, hey, wait a minute, let's look at how we allocate time, and let's look at how we utilize staff, and let's, you know, do that intelligently. And it just kind of, it helps with that. So I think it's a big part of that shift we see.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you, the work that you're doing, appreciate RoomPact and, you know, that whole team there just kind of helping to model the way into, I think, just a new way that, you know, higher ed tech companies can kind of navigate the world. And, I know there'll be more episodes like that. I know we've done ones about this, just kind of talking about the work that RoomPack does. So I'm just always excited to help uplift all the great kind of behind the scenes stuff here. So I appreciate you hanging out to talk all about it.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Dustin.